Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Have you always wanted to learn something more about a hunting-related topic? Or always wanted to say something to someone on social media that called out something related to hunting? Or even how to address a statement made by colleagues around hunting? You want to be confident in your response, but you're just not equipped with enough knowledge, facts, or questions to sound intelligent. In the next 5 minutes, I'll give you what you need. Short, sharp, information dense, and to the point. Here we go.
Okay, so here's the question I got. Do grip and grins hurt hunting? It's a fantastic question. And the answer is yes and no. So let me explain. There is no doubt that an ill-conceived photo where someone has not thought about what the animal looks like, how it's positioned, the amount of blood that's on the animal, does convey to people that don't understand a certain disrespect associated with wildlife. And that image, that portrayal, certainly does give an opinion of hunters and hunting that, from my perspective, is not true. It's just that the person taking the photo did not put any thought to how that picture is going to be conveyed to people beyond hunters. There is also no doubt that if you do put in the time, do put in the thought, do think about how the animal is positioned, removing all the blood and the guts and the gore, putting the tongue back in its mouth, is going to show and give you the opportunity to educate someone about the animal that you have taken. The picture will likely lead to more opportunities for engagement and for education. So, in that sense, a grip and grin is good for hunting. The thing that we have to remember is because of the social media age that we live in today, any image that lands on social media, lands on the internet, is there for good and can be used against us in the future in any kind of context. Whether they own the picture or not, it is going to be used against us. And that's something that we have to remember. So you have to ask the question, if nobody posted any trophy pictures any longer, would that help hunting? And the answer is no. Because there is so many trophy pictures out there already that can be used against us. For specific species like lions and elephants, you will see the same picture over and over and over again. There's no reason to cry over spilt milk. The milk is out of the bottle and there's nothing about getting it back in. So from a trophy hunting perspective, all we can do is, as we move forward, be thoughtful in thinking about what that grip and grin looks like and what it communicates. The fundamental problem is that the hunting community and hunters have not changed how they communicate in 20 to 30 years. Halfway through the last 30 years, we've seen social media come to the forefront. When social media came to the forefront, our communication strategy should have changed, but it didn't, because our communication strategy has always been from hunter to hunter. Now it's from hunter to the world, and the world does not understand that communication style of a grip and grin without much thought put behind how the animal looks. So you're probably hearing this and going, oh, Robbie, you have a problem with trophy hunting pictures. No. I do not have a problem with grip and grins. I do not have a problem with trophy hunting pictures. But Robbie, we can do what we want. We can say what we want. We can show what we want. Yes, that's absolutely true. We live in a free world and you can do what you want. But you've had to ask the question of yourself, of what you were doing. Does it help or hurt hunting? For maybe not you, but for your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids one day. Could the answer to that question then allow you to modify your grip and grin, your trophy picture, to show more respect, or maybe in the narrative, talk more about the adventure, or add a picture of the meat being served to your family and their smiles on their face with fat dripping down their chins. So, I don't have a problem with grip and grins and trophy hunting pictures, as long as they are done in a way that communicates our true respect for wildlife and our true respect of the adventure tied to hunting. So there's my answer.
Well, that's it for today. I appreciate you listening, as always. Leave a review, share it with your friends, and most importantly, do what's right to convey the truth around hunting.